Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev, and I'm the Rev, your host. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday. Yes, we are back again, my friends, again and again and again. It doesn't stop. Never stops, my friends. Never stops. Good thing is, God is here, and He's always the same. Even though your Mondays brings different troubles, different headaches, and different things that you have to deal with, I thank God. I really do. I thank God that we do have Mondays. It used to be that Mondays was my favorite day off. And now that I'm busy doing so many different things, I really am just excited that I to get into Mondays. It makes me realize about God's grace. About God's grace and how much He loves us and how much we have to get up. And it reminds me of the curse, and it reminds me of the curse a lot. It reminds me of what we have to do every day. I don't know of anyone that loves just to get up and do this. Now, I get excited that I get through the day, and if I get through Monday, which I always do, and usually there's a lot of deadlines ready for Tuesday, because tomorrow's a TV show, and guess what? We haven't even shot most of it, so I may have to run a episode of one of my webinars on there, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of good things that I want to talk about today, but there's nothing wrong with doing that sometimes. We do the same thing here on the radio, and we will tend to run some shows over and over again for y'all, depending on what's going on in our likelihood, in our livelihood as well. But let me give you my address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Now, let me tell you about my address. I have been giving my address out for the past 8 months, and I haven't gotten a letter from anyone out there about the show. Now, they have gotten stuff about the ministry itself, but nothing about the show Midwatch. So I know you're listening, because I do see the listening hits on there. I do see the duration time. So people are listening pretty well for the 2 o'clock time slot, and so I know that you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Now, the only thing is that I haven't gotten any response from you on the letters. Now, I have gotten emails, and some emails about prayer, some emails about how to start a show like we're doing here on Midwatch, but nothing directed towards the subject matter that we're talking about or anything like that. So I really, really want you to get active. I do have a phone number that you can call in as well. We don't put that out as much as either. We try and control what the content's going to be, and at least keep it where we want to go, so we can cover whatever day we're doing and whatever topic we're talking about. Now, I want to tell you that I really want to hear from you. So if you can write us, that'll be a blessing. If you can talk to us for a little bit over the phone or through an email, that'll be even a bigger blessing. So just think about that. I want to hear from you. Now, my email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Now, 2 weeks ago when I did the taping for the TV show, I told you there was a mistake there, and I don't know if any of you got it. But the mistake was this. It was me saying David at Midwatch with the Rev when it's not David at Midwatch with the Rev. It's therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. So I want to make sure that you understand that the email is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. How was your weekend? But most of all, how was your Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving? What did you spend your Thanksgiving doing? For most of us, we probably watched either football or shows on TV, or we had a lot of movies. I know I went to the Red Box here in Kingwood, and it was packed. People were out getting movies. Every time I went, I had to wait in line. And it was even more packed when you went to go return the movies. But I love using the Red Box. I do have Netflix as well, and I watched a couple of episodes of Law and Order. You know, that's if not my favorite show is Law and Order SVU or Criminal Intent. Those two are my favorite. Actually, Criminal Intent is probably my most favorite, and then SVU. But they're changing the cast on Criminal Intent, so don't know if I'm going to be into the new cast and stuff. I don't know. Watching The Fly, Jeff Goldberg, or Goldblum, whatever his name is, just kind of creepy sometimes. Just kind of, he leaves an impression on you, I'll tell you that. But we are logging into our Chatango account right now. So if you want to chat with us, you can chat with us. That's another thing. The Chatango account is up. So I know you're listening. There's a chat button underneath. Now, there has been people that have chatted with us, but when they chat with us, there's no one around because there's no active show, no live show going on. So there's no way of telling who's actually listening and who's actually on the other side. Unless it's a live show. Unless it's Dana's show at 8, there's a live show going on. Unless it's on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And unless it's Charles on Sundays and Fridays, or myself between Monday through Friday at the specific times that we have our shows, there's no one going to be on the other end of that Chatango unless I'm in front of my computer working or editing. Because the Chatango is on all the time, but I have to be in front of the computer working on something. And really, on my laptop is where it comes on because this computer, again, it crashed a while back. Remember that? And when that crashed, there's a lot of stuff I have to load still. And one of it is a... I think it's a new Adobe Live player for that. And I don't know. All this encoding and everything. Good thing is, God is doing good things. I want to encourage you, though. I want to tell you, on Mondays, we talk about relationships. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about something else. But I know one thing for sure, my friends, is I want to encourage you that God is doing good things. No matter where you're at on a Monday, no matter what job you're working or what job you're going into or what job you're looking for, God has some good things planned for you. And that's what this show is all about. That is what Midwatch with the Rev was put together for. That is why I wrote my first show, the very first show I ever did for Midwatch. This is the very first, the pilot episode, if you want to call it that. The pilot episode was value. Knowing what you're worth in front of God. It doesn't matter what your value is. In front of people, you pretty much know what your worth is. But what kind of value do you feel that you bring to the table? That is the reason we put Midwatch with the Rev together. Not only for that, but to edify you. To build the body of Christ. To talk to people about God. And about it's good to serve God. It's good to walk with God. What do you tell your kids when they ask you, why do you go to church? Just want to know. I know my kids ask me that all the time. My wife, she has a different way of answering them than mine. She just says, because you're supposed to. And you're gonna be going the rest of your life. That's it. Bye-bye. Get in the car. And I'm like, because I tell them, because we love the Lord. And I want you to love the Lord. I want you to be just as happy with God as I am. Now, one of the other few shows I've done was a show called Legacy. You want your kids to be greater than you. Amen? I don't think anyone in life wants that not to be so. And another show that I did was Greater Expectations. Those are the first few shows I did. And I look at that. I sit back and I look at those shows now. I look at what we've done over the years. And I look at the last shows. Now, we've been doing these shows for at least, I would say at least, oh my goodness, for about 4 or 5 years now that we've been doing Midwatch with the Rev. So that's a lot of material of having to put together. And now that we're doing it Monday through Friday, it's just basically whatever God puts on my heart that day, I'm going to talk. And it's basically like doing a sermon every single day or doing a talk about a sermon. I can see myself with a cup of hot chai tea. And a notebook and my Bible out and me just taking the time talking to you. I wish it was like that. I really do. But most of the time I'm scrambling to get to the station and get here because, I do pick up my daughter and I get her from school. And next year, that's probably not going to be that big of a deal because she'll be able to stay later because she'll be in first grade. But kindergarten gets out at kindergarten. I say kindergarten. Kindergarten gets out a little bit earlier, so she gets out right before my show starts, and that hence is the late start most of the time that we get here. But at least the thing is that we're here, we're on, and we're faithful to it, and I know that God has good things for you, good things for me. And of course my brother would call me back right when I'm on the air, but I'll have to tell him that I am on the air. Hey, I'm on the air. Can I call you back? All right, bye. Sorry, guys, I had to do that because he always calls at 2 o'clock and I'm on the air with you guys. But it's cool. It's cool. I can't believe I did that live on the air, but I did. It's all right, though. Sometimes, you know, we just get out of all, oh, it's supposed to be this way. No. Yesterday was an awesome day, and not to get off what we're talking about, but it's kind of, I'm trying to lead, we're leading down this route, and that is, yesterday was an awesome day. I had my cousin, Mike Salazar, and y'all know Mike. Mike's always on the air with me here. He hasn't been on recently. He's been very busy. I really think he's been seeking God a lot, and obviously last night at the service, he did awesome. He preached at my church for me. He preached the evening service. He was a blessing. Oh my gosh, he was a blessing. He was a blessing. He just evangelized like a prophet would, and he did great things, and he just had some wonderful things to say for the church, but also just to hear the word of God that he preached. He did a good thing. It was good. It was awesome, and I enjoyed the service that we had with him. So I just want to give out the props on that. I know that we usually have that later in the show. What did you take home from church? And it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. Well, you know, when I was driving here, I heard the Christian radio station that we have locally here. And I was driving, and I heard them say that a church just recently at their service gave white envelopes. Now get this. They gave white envelopes to everyone that was at the attendance. And in those white envelopes was different sums of money. And they were told not to keep that money, but to go bless somebody with that money. That way they could be an impact in reaching the people around them during these holiday seasons. Now, that is an impact. That is awesome. Well, if you know this church, Grace Church off of Beltway 8 and, Beltway 8 and 59, big church, very big church. That was a big blessing, though, because they have a lot of members. So I can imagine a couple of, if not 60, 80, maybe $100,000 they put out, maybe even more than that. Who knows? But who knows how undisclosed amount that they use? Only those that have, not even the ones that stuff the envelope know. It's only the people at the top level that knows what's going on. But that is a unique thing, you know. And I thought I just heard a quick little story about that. And that really encouraged me to tell you, my friends. Now, I'm not saying go stick a whole bunch of money in an envelope and give it to people. That may be what you call to do, may not be. But there's something that we have to do for others. We need to bless others. You see people struggling at work, you need to bless them. Come on now, it's time to be a blessing for the house of God. It's time to touch people's lives. I know it's mundane, we talking about just trying to get off of work, trying to get out the door. And hey, I go through the same thing. I clock in, clock out at 5 in the morning and clock out right before 11 sometimes or right before 1. Depending on the workload, I go help out at a retailer and I take care of things. But I still come in here and I do my show. And this is part of me giving out. But also, my ministry, Revelation Ministries, 501c Incorporated, what has built Rev Media Network and Rev Media Publishing. This corporation, this ministry is a blessing to people. And we've blessed yesterday Pastor Mike's ministry. And we're going to be a blessing to people outside of ministry as well. We help people out. We don't have as much as others do. We don't have enough to put in envelopes and give to a congregation. Unless you have a real small congregation and we can give out 3 envelopes, we could probably do that. But other than that, we are helping. I really have an idea of what we're going to do this year to help these holiday seasons. But not only that, but we help yearly. You know, I used to go feed the homeless. And it used to be a great thing. It was something that was so passionate in my heart when I was a young man. It was for a season. And one thing I noticed is that the homeless get fed a lot here during the holidays. So I don't really worry much about them. They got the Salvation Army. They have what we have out here called, I forgot the name. It's on the tip of my tongue. Star of Hope. They have Star of Hope. And they have all these things for them. And they have all these missions, and they have people go and feed them at the huge convention centers on Thanksgiving Day. And then on Christmas Day, it's Christmas week as well, they feed them. So they get a lot of attention Monday through Friday. So what I would use, I mean, they get a lot of attention during those weeks. And then Monday through Friday, there was a feed shelter, and there still is, St. Martha's, downtown Houston, that feeds the homeless. So you look at all that. You look at both those things. And then so I would always go, and I would go minister to them on the weekends. Why? It was a time that nobody else was touching their lives. It was a time when they were hungry the most because there was no one giving a handout to them. Now, I would not minister on the weekends during the holidays because I knew that they were able to get food. So I would always take food with me, and I would always help them out and feed them and go have my little route. And I would take as much as I could do and take food to them, and I knew how to work with them and operate with them. So there was a comfort level, but there was also a wisdom. And I did a lot of time for like 2 years. I did that. But then there was a time when, and then there's a season when God just said, that's enough. And I took off and did some other stuff. So you got to listen to God. You got to know your seasons. And I know that a lot of people need to realize that during these holiday seasons, there's a lot of people need attention. So I wouldn't really worry about concentrating on the homeless. But there may be people that are just saying, it's going to be a horrible Christmas. I heard that. I heard that at work. I heard that in the stores, that it's going to be a horrible Christmas. And not that there's not product on the shelf. Not that there's not food at the stores. But it's like this year is just a tough year. It is a tough year. And we've got to help those around us. So I'm going to challenge you. This is what I want you to do. And I'm all about kids. And for a parent, you got to understand, if you can't give something to your kids on Christmas, you feel horrible. Truth. I know we love God, and I know that our faith is in God, and then even when you look at the kids, you know, they may even understand. They may be old enough to say, hey, man, I know that you haven't had work, Pops. I know that you had lost the house. I mean, heck. I'm going to tell you this, my friends. It is horrible not to have something to give your kids on Christmas morning. I think that's every parent's worst or dreaded situation, so I want to challenge you this, and we're not doing Toys for Tots or anything like that, but what I'm going to tell you is this. Get something for someone else's kid this year. There are toys that are out there that people are seeking. I tell you what, I usually call the Tickle Me Elmo every year. I can call it. I can tell you, you give me a few minutes looking at toys, messing with toys, looking at the commercials of toys, and I will come back and tell you which is going to be the number one seller or the hard-to-get item for the year. I called Zuzu Pets back in August. It said, if you don't get your Zuzu Pet by the middle of September, you will not have a Zuzu Pet. And hey, get this. There's a price war for Zuzu Pets. And who has Zuzu Pets? I have four of them. All four that were made. Two I already gave to my daughter, and the other two are in the closet hidden from her. For Christmas Day. I've had offers on them from people that know I have these Zuzu Pets, and they're not for sale, my friends. They are not for sale. At all. Unless you want to really talk some middle numbers, then you call me. But other than that, the Zuzu Pets, that is like a representation of people just wanting anything and paying anything to get that. And you see those parents every year just like that, that will go out there and try and get any and everything that they can for the kid. This year, I tell you what, my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, everything in me says I'm not going crazy this year. I'm not going overboard this year. Oh, my kids are going to have a good Christmas. Haven't decided what exactly to get all of them or what exactly to get one of them or any of them for that matter, because there's just, I look at everything that we get them every year and it all turns out to be junk after a while. I bought them some golf clubs last year, some, you know, junior golf clubs, really inexpensive, but I spent some money on different things, and the bikes are hardly ridden, the golf clubs are hardly ridden, the games are old now, they don't play them as much. One of the gifts that I think that lasted a lot longer was, the systems itself, when you buy them a system, that seems to last, the TV and stuff, but that was all stuff I bought for myself, so it wasn't really for the kiddos. So what I'm saying is that you need to go ahead and get someone else's kid a gift. Now, don't give a gift card. Anyone can give a gift card. I want you to go out there and find something for someone else's child, someone else's daughter, someone else's son. I want you to go to the elderly, and this is a thought, and ask them if they have grandchildren that they want to buy stuff for, and buy a gift for one of their grandchildren. Isn't it an awesome thing for an older person that may not have, that may be on a set income and upside down and just trying to retire. And that's happening right now in America. And they want to get their grandkids something, but they can't. Now, I don't know why I want you to do all that. You may say, well, that's materialistic. That's something that we need to be over. We need not be doing that kind of stuff. We need to be able to just believe and receive what we get to receive. That stuff's not tangible. But my friends, what I'm saying, it's just something small, $15, $20 gift. Get something for someone else's kid. Don't bring them some junk. Get them something nice. But don't go break your bank and put yourself in debt. No, no, no. Just go ahead and get a gift for someone. And just see the happiness inside them. I want you to understand that it's not just a gift, but it's the giving that's going to make you happy, going to make that person happy. Everybody's going to be happy. It's going to be awesome. I want you to trust in God, but I also want you to bring people to God. And if it takes buying a simple little gift like that, and you understand the logic behind the buying it, then praise God. Praise God. It's going to be good. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now, one thing that I really thought that's a good thing is that when we look at the people that you reach out to, they're going to feel so touched and so blessed that you put out your heart and effort for them. So that's why I'm saying not really a gift card, because anyone can be going through a check lane and say, give me a gift card. Anyone can do that. But I want you to go the extra mile. I want you to do something special. So if you do that, throw me an email. TheRev@MidWatchWithTheRev.com. TheRev@MidWatchWithTheRev.com. And my nose is still stuffed up. Apparently, I didn't know it was that bad until I hear myself on the radio. So I want you to continue to listen, continue to see things happen, continue to see the blessings of God. And back to what we were talking about before, the whole reason this show is put together is to make you realize that you have value. That's it. That was the pilot episode, and I've been preaching and talking about things ever since. I've been talking about things from my heart. I've been talking about things deep down within my soul. I have looked through articles and seen what would get you understand that you have value and that you are accounted for in God's kingdom and that He knows your pain. How many of us know that He knows what we're going through? How many of us know that He understands our frustrations? He understands our worries. I know that this last week we had Thanksgiving and it was delightful. It was awesome to see everybody that you haven't seen for a while. But I had family come up, so it's no big deal. Actually, my wife's family. And that was fine. They're pretty quiet. They just sit around, sleep. Pretty much all. That's all. They're not high maintenance or anything. So it's pretty good. But the kids were like running around like crazy. Goodness, good Lord. The children just running around. So I was thankful for my kids being good kids and not running around. But that's how any parent would say. It's always their kids, right? But either way, it was fine to see everybody and to eat. And hey, I made a turkey like 2 hours. In 2 hours, I made a turkey. And I didn't fry it. No, you're thinking, oh, you fried it. Nope, nope, nope. I put, was it olive oil and garlic powder and onion powder? and I threw a big old clump of butter in the middle of it, and I put rosemary all over it, and some sea salt, and then I put, what is it? I put, what was the other thing I put in there? Oh, I put some special seasoning, that emerald essence all over it. And I put it in a roaster, but before I put it in the roaster, I got the roaster to 350. Well, at least I turned it on, and I poured half a 2 liter of Sprite and threw some whole onions inside the turkey, and I put it inside the roaster 2 hours later. Like, exactly 2 hours later, the thing was tender. It was juicy. It tasted wonderful. That was like a 14-pound turkey, not that big, but it was juicy. So I also smoked some turkey legs. That's something that we did. That's something that that my kids really enjoyed. And then I made some steaks. I did the turkey legs and the steaks the night before. So when my in-laws came in, there was food for them and some chicken. And so I had fun. We ate. I watched movies. I watched so many movies. It was fine. And then I ran the radio station because we had some things come up on the station for that evening that I had to take care of. And didn't work too much. But Friday, being Black Friday, the holiday retail thing, and I was at my morning job that I would do just to make some extra hours to get the things taken care of. I was there for probably 8 hours or so on Friday morning, and it was just busy, 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 busy. People just running out. And you know, the thing is, they're just buying the sales item. They're not really buying any other items. They might buy a few things here and there. Just crazy. I will be glad the day I don't have to go in and punch in. And I know that that's what a lot of you are feeling right now, too. That you're at work, you're like, man, well, I need an end game. I need something to get me out of this. I need something to do other than this. And I run into that a lot. And just myself. But you know what? It is good. It is good to get the work done. It is good to give a hard day's work. It is good to be satisfied in the sweat of your brow. It is good to make things happen. Hey, will it be different in heaven? Absolutely. But I don't really think God's going to have us being lazy and not doing anything. He even, before Adam fell, he was working. He was working in the garden, naming people, naming animals and creating names for everything under the sun. So he was active. He gave him charge over everything. So he had responsibility. So I don't think that it's going to be different. Nope. Mondays aren't going to feel like Mondays, though, I guarantee you. It's going to be a good, better Monday than now. But I know that we would have plenty. Plenty to get things done. Plenty to keep moving on. Plenty to see things blessed. Plenty. Now, after the holiday weekend, there was not much else that we did, but watch movies again and eat. And I love this banana cream pie we got. It was pretty good. It was awesome. It was that Edwards frozen banana cream pie that we had. We had that. It was awesome. So I had a pretty good holiday, and I was very thankful. Very thankful for my kids. Very thankful for my wife. I surprised her. Let me tell you how I surprised her. I bought her a massage package at a spa that she can actually she can do anything with it. There's a list of things she can do. It has the prices on the back. And different things and activities that she could do. And I put that on her pillow. So when she woke up and had to go in the morning. Saturday was her birthday. So in the morning on Saturday, I left that before I went to the job in the morning. And get this, she just went crazy about it. Look who put it on her gift on her pillow, on my pillow for her. So works out. Makes things happen. We're going to a quick commercial. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. God bless you. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Greetings, everybody. You're listening to Warm Radio over the Rev Media Network. Hi, I'm the Watchman. My name is Dana Smith, and I'm host of Warn Radio Into the Night. We feature three great shows on this network, the Rev Media Network. Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time is one of our first shows that we ever started. Very, very popular, World Affairs and Hot Prophecy News. Thursday nights, this is a new show that we started called The Watchman and a Warrior, with interviews and light in the fire topics, 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then on Saturdays, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Times, don't miss this biblical preparation time. This is the time when friends of the Watchman gather together and we get into the Word of God to prepare for what is coming. It's called Watchman and Friends, and you won't want to miss it. Join all of the gang and many others. Join us, my friends, right here on this network. You can listen live to this network on our websites. It's all connected. Join us for a live chat, call-ins, and listen live from our websites, or you can listen directly as well from the Rev Media Network. Now, if you want to join in on our chat, listen live pages, you need to go to warn-usa.com or warn-radio.com or ddayforamerica.com. And that 4 is the number 4, D-Day, the number 4, America.com. And look for the chat, listen live links. You'll be glad you did. And we will be glad that you joined us. Shalom, my friends. God bless. And thanks for listening.
I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, or at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, the Rev. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, we've been talking about different things today, kind of just catching up. I think our last live show was probably on Monday or Tuesday of last week. I have to look at the archives to look at that. Just got really busy because of the holidays, and normally I would be all over this working and doing the show. But sometimes, my friends, it is good. It is good, very good, to just take a rest and not do anything. And just kick back and rest with the family. And I think that over the last, 5 years or so, I've always taken it a little bit easier during the holidays. And really spend more time with the family and resting with them and just bonding with them. I think that's a lot of things that you see happening at homes and stuff is because they don't spend enough time putting things into the homes as far as putting information and love and talking to each other. I think a lot of homes would still have parents, both parents in the houses, if they decided to talk about things and work things out. Marriage is not about negotiating, my friends. Marriage is about dealing. Uh-oh. I'm going to get into some of the relationship stuff. But I'm just going to tell you right now that especially during these holiday seasons, a lot of people say, okay, we'll split up after the holidays. What's the difference about splitting up after the holidays and splitting up now? Because they want to have a good holiday. So what, you're going to be a fake and a fraud during the holiday season? Come on. That's ridiculous. How about not break up at all and try and fix this thing? Can it be fixed? Of course. Anything can be fixed. On relationships, it's about forgiveness, for one. It's about being able to just open up and being able to give your heart to someone and trust them and believe in them. And that's the hardest thing to do. That's the hardest thing to do. So I want to make sure you know this, my friends. Before anything and everything happens in your marriage and in your home and everything that you have, that you've exhausted every opportunity, that first of all, if you're breaking up and you've never been seriously in counseling, or maybe you're in counseling but you're only doing your part, you're not really trying to do all of it, you're not trying to make it happen, but you're just there to be there because they told you you're supposed to be counseling, then, my friends, it's probably reason why is you're lying to yourself and you're actually lying to your counselor. I know this because I've known many people in Christian counseling and they don't tell the truth. They're just saying what we want to hear. They just tell you what you want to hear so they can get through the therapy and get signed off on their divorce. And say, we tried counseling, didn't work. It didn't work. I'm telling you, my friends, it's crazy. I'll be right back. I got to do something real quick. Be right back.
This is David Yannis, host of MidWatch with the Rev, and it's General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com.
Okay, when I have my daughter in the studio with me, she is requiring food to take care of her because she just got out of a kindergarten. And so she was crying for food. To move some things around for her, but hopefully she'll have some food soon. She's usually pretty patient, but she must have skipped her lunch. She does that. Kids do that, don't they? They kind of skip their lunch sometimes. They don't eat. They're too busy talking. I remember doing that, although I remember finishing all my food and talking a whole lot. Hence why I'm on the radio now, because I can't stop talking so much. But anyway, my friends, back to what I was talking about. And I don't know why I started talking about that, but that is one thing that most... As you can hear if you can hear that, that's the microwave at the studio next door, our break room, and going off. I think so loud. I think if there's a way you can turn that off or turn the volume off, I can either check that particular setting on that microwave. But either way, my friends, there's a lot of people that are in relationships right now that are just waiting till the holidays are over, and then they're going to call it, it's it. No mas. No more. They're done. And why? Just why do you wait? Why do you wait? I really think that a lot of people go to counseling and they hear anything. And you know what? You may be telling the truth and you may be getting the counselor's ear and compassion and heart and stuff. But then get this, my friends. Get this. You may be doing all that. But then all of a sudden, you know, you still end up getting separated or divorced because you're going to want your will anyway. Our will is the only thing that God cannot take from us or will not. He doesn't. He chooses not to. Our will, our self-desire, our hopes, our ability to serve or not serve, our ability to say no to us and yes to His will. He takes that and says, I will let you choose your own walk. I will let you choose the troubles. I will let you choose what you should have and not have. There are many people out there right now that are in relationships, in marriages, in things that just aren't working out, that aren't happening at all. And because of that, they are not happy in their relationships, because they are not trying anymore because they think they found something else. They are not trying anymore because they think they have something else. I've talked about it on the show, and it's called the counterfeit. The counterfeit relationship will always present itself at the most opportune time. And that opportune time would probably be when you're not happy with your spouse, and when you're not happy with your job, and when you're not happy with where you're at in life. Someone's going to come in your life that is so exciting and so fun, so stable, so electrified, so charismatic, so popular. And they're going to look at you, and you're going to look at them, and you're going to get their attention, and they're going to give you the attention. And then you're going to end up just being excited about seeing them every day, all the time. Every chance you get, when you get a chance, you're going to be able to be excited when they give you a call. You're going to worry about them and wonder about them when you don't see them. I'm telling you, my friend, don't be the counterfeit for someone else. Now, that's something I never talked about. I've talked about don't allow the counterfeit in your life. Now, that's something I've always talked about, but that's something that I went into detail about. But how about don't be a counterfeit? Don't be a counterfeit. Don't allow yourself to be a counterfeit. Now, write that down. Don't allow yourself to be a counterfeit. Well, that's real easy. Just don't be going to see anyone that's... Don't be starting trying to date someone that's married. Now, that's your responsibility. Don't be the enemy's pawn. Ooh, that's kind of deep. Don't you think? Don't be the enemy's pawn. The enemy's pawn. Don't be his pawn. Don't be him. Because if you're his pawn, then you're being him. You know, we can be anything, but we don't want to be him. Amen? We can be anyone, but we don't want to be him. Now, I know for a fact that a lot of us, we like the attention. We like the flirtation. We like the arousement of feelings and emotions. We love the gratification of someone beautiful looking at you, or someone handsome complimenting you. Nothing wrong with that most of the time. Nothing wrong with that at all. But when it leads you to be the counterfeit, or it leads you to a counterfeit, anything that leads you to a counterfeit is wrong. So if it means maybe you shouldn't be hugging everybody, then stop hugging everybody. Cut yourself right off, right there. Anything that leads to a counterfeit is not a good thing at all. Anything that leads to a counterfeit is horrible. Anything that leads to a counterfeit will destroy you. Life can be destroyed in the moment. In a moment, people die. In a moment, reputations are gone. In a moment, choices are made that cannot be taken back. And you got to deal, live, and walk in whatever choice you made. Now, when you deal, live, and walk in whatever choice you made, that means one thing, my friends. Either there's going to be forgiveness down the road, or there's no forgiveness at all. You cannot control another person's feelings. You cannot tell them they have to forgive you. They should forgive you. The Bible tells them to. 70 times 7 really means infinity of forgiveness. But I tell you this, my friends. If you look at that, if you look at relationships and the downfalls, and someone sexually sins, or someone walks outside the marriage and leaves the home, I don't think anything can hurt a man or a woman more than abandonment. Now, I have a show that we've done on that, and you can look at that on midwatchwiththerev.com. It has the archives for abandonment. Type in abandonment, it's actually on relationship series as well, both of those. And abandonment. I don't think any one of us can. It's a hard thing to deal with when you're just left for someone else. And I know we're just talking about things and we're getting into things, but it's true. It's in my book, and we can do that chapter tomorrow. Tuesday, we're going to talk about that chapter on abandonment. It's not that big of a chapter. If it even made it in the book, I got to check. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but I know that a lot of people face that dilemma. You remember that saying, that never, what is it? The wrath of a scorned, no, you have never seen a wrath as the wrath of a scorned woman, or something like that. There's no wrath like a wrath of, that's it. There's no wrath like the wrath of a scorned woman. A woman that's been hurt, or even a man that's been hurt emotionally by someone else. It's like the physical thing don't matter, but the emotion, your emotion, you gave it to someone else or someone else got it from you, the emotion. If that's the truth, if that's what really happened, if that's what's going on, there's more, no more betrayal, more severe, and no more emotion that is more severe than you giving your emotion and your heart and everything to someone else. True or false. I hope that this stuff is reaching someone out there. I hope someone out there is being touched in their heart. I hope someone out there is being encouraged that God has good things for you, but it starts with you and you forgiving and you going on, and you know what I'm saying. Now, I don't know how we got turned around on this relationship stuff, but we were talking about other things and Christmas and everything and Thanksgiving, and all of a sudden we are talking about relationships. We're talking about trying to change people's lives, trying to make things right for you, trying to make you a correct individual. No matter what, we want to see God do good things for you, great things for you. We don't want to see you sad. We want to see God happening in your life. I know a lot of times for people, the holidays is a tough time, not only financially, but it's a tough time because sometimes you do feel alone. So we're going to talk about abandonment and alone the next few weeks. We're going to drop that in somewhere, talk about it maybe tomorrow. Tune in, find out. Maybe another week or so. But about abandonment and loneliness. I think loneliness is a good word. Loneliness is the worst something. I don't remember the song. That you want to be. Something like that. Anyway, loneliness. I can't even spell the word. Loneliness. But I want you to understand that God has great things for you planned. And again, the whole reason we started this entire show, which led to a network, which is leading to global channels, which is going to lead to outreach and evangelism, which can lead to souls and people being touched by the powerful miracle working power of God. And we want to be able to just do things and do things for God no matter what. No matter what, you have to be willing and able to walk the walk. But back to the relationship thing. Back to that relationship thing. There is so many of us that have to understand that the decisions we make will be with us forever. The forgiveness may be there, but you will always have in your heart, and there will always be in the heart of someone else, that the person that you're involved with, your soulmate, your love, hello, whoever she is or he is, that's going to be inside them. No matter what you do, you're always going to be reminded in your heart, mind, soul, or something of what went wrong. But that is the price you pay when you go out and play. I'm going to leave you with it, my friend. I'm going to leave you with that. God bless you so much for tuning in. Again, I apologize for my voice. It sounds crazy today, but that's okay. Yeah, I don't mind. It's just another day with the Midwatch and the Rev. And I'm the Rev. God bless you, my friends. And that is our show for the day. That is our whistle, our Navy whistle, saying that's it, that's it, that's it. God bless you, my friends. We'll talk to you next time on the Midwatch. My address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. My email address, therev@midwatchoftherev.com. God bless you. We'll see you next time on The Midwatch.